their friends in Christ, in speeches, in newspapers, on television, in our time, it seems to be in fashion to use the phrase, "Here's the thing." In other words, it refers to the main point of what this talking is all about. What should stand out and what should be important to remember? "Here's the thing," is what they say. Well, all three of our scriptures have a theme. And that theme is love. In each one of those scriptures, as you caught that as we read through them. Now we know that when Jesus speaks, as he does through the scriptures, and we read those scriptures, every single person that he talks to, every group that he talks directly to what their true need is. Like the man that he put into his story about the Good Samaritan. He asked, "What must I do to be saved?" And he tells him, "Go and do something." Well, we're saved by grace alone through Jesus Christ. But there's always a person who is alive in Christ and has the Spirit will bear fruit. That's what the young man forgot. Go and do likewise. So we understand the Lord to be saying, "Here's the thing. It's really all about love. Both justification and sanctification, the Christian life that follows, is all about love for God and for one another." 1 Corinthians 13 describes the attributes of love, or how love acts itself out. This is love. Love is patient and kind, not jealous or boastful, not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong. It rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. So faith, hope, and love, these three abide. But the greatest of these is love. Now, there are a lot of ways to talk about love. Adults and children. I think of a question that a teacher in public school asked her students. "Well, what is love?" And one little first grade girl says, "Well, love is like what happened to my brother. His girlfriend gave him a shirt for his Christmas, or for Christmas, and he wore it all week long." That's love. Well, another little one said that, what is love? And she said, "Well, love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on cologne and they go out and smell each other." That's love. Well, maybe. A little boy said, "Well, love is when two really old, wrinkled people look at each other and still like each other. That's love." I suppose it is. But there's more to it than that, isn't it? Think, for example, of what we just read in the Old Testament selection. What is this love that God is talking about, that Jesus is talking about with the young lawyer? If you remember what we said in Leviticus, it said, when you reap your land and when you harvest your grapes, don't be overly concerned about getting every last corner and nickel out of that thing. There are poor people who need help. Isn't that an interesting law? This is in the law of Moses way back then, that there was to be charity and mercy for people who don't have as much as we have. And they were to provide for it. says, it's also for the sojourner, someone who's passing through. He doesn't have a caravan to take care of himself, and he needs to eat along the way. You shall not steal. You shall not lie. You shall not swear falsely. That comes so quickly, like two little children who are banging around in the other room, and mom says, "What's going on in there?" And she hears a crash, and they each say, "I didn't do it." It comes to us naturally to adjust the truth to ourselves. You shall not oppress your neighbor or rob him. Pay his wages when they're due. You shall not be impartial in court. You shall not be partial in court and favor either the rich or the poor. You shall not go around as a slanderer. All these things hurt people, right? The opposite of love. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people. Ouch. The tongue wags so freely because of the old Adam in us. You shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. Over the 4th of July weekend, it was reported on the news that 50 people in the city of Chicago were murdered over one weekend. That's not... What is the world coming to? There are fights in families, in communities, in churches, wars killing each other, a million people killed over the Iraq War. Love? You shall not hate your brother in your heart. That one is easily done if someone does you wrong. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Wow. Even your enemies, says Jesus. So here's the thing. Love is the summary of everything that God has in his will for us in our lives. It's all about love. It can be defined like this. Love is outgoing concern and action for the welfare of our neighbor. It's outward going concern. It's forgetting about our concerns. The Samaritan, I'm sure he got off his schedule. The Pharisees may have thought, I don't have time for this. In so many ways, we can just brush it off. St. Paul said, because of his old Adam, this love makes him feel guilty. He says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, the good that I would, I do not, and that which I want to do, I don't do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" And he says, thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the one that frees us with full and free forgiveness. That's what Jesus wanted this lawyer to get to when he said, go do likewise. He's still going to feel guilty until he recognizes that Jesus is not his enemy, but his Savior. The story of the Good Samaritan. At the beginning it says, he stood up to put Jesus to the test. Was he sincere in his question? No. He was trying to get a rise out of Jesus or make him say something wrong so they could attack him. And Jesus just asked him, what does the law say? He had to say what it says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus simply said, exactly what needed to be said. You got all the right answers, but none of the actions that show it's alive. Go and do likewise. God's grace is in both justification and sanctification. He's the one that changes lives. In 1 Corinthians St. Paul says, we are new creatures in Christ. The old has passed away, the new has come. We are different people. The Holy Spirit is guiding and directing our lives and thoughts. So it's no wonder that that young man said, he tried to justify himself with another question and maybe to get Jesus into a theological discussion and forget all about it. Well, who's my neighbor? And that's when he told him the story. And you know it well. We don't have to go over it right now. It wasn't one of the religious people who were coming down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They didn't have to worry about being unclean because they were going up to do their duty. They were going down. They already did it. But they didn't want to get involved. They didn't want the responsibility. When they saw a need, they passed by on the other side. How many times could we have said that to ourselves? I don't want to get into this. The Good Samaritan stayed with him, helped him get well, and then he paid for his stay. And he said, when I come back, if he owes you more, I'll pay you more. Why? Out of compassion. Having a heart, being really alive and sensitive to people and the needs around you. Completely unselfish, this Samaritan was. Go and do likewise. How can that happen? How can we do that? Only by the love of God. We're told that it's not that we love God so much because our love is imperfect. But God loved us. He's the one who loved us first and enabled us to see what love is. And Jesus is the center of it all. In fact, the Bible says, God is love. And God so loved the world, in other words, every last person he had love for, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It was because of love, and it is because of love. Can you imagine the patience that our God must have with you and me? We don't have very much patience with other people, even those in our own family. But God loves us. In four short chapters of the Epistle of 1 John, it mentions love 25 times. The only reason we can love one another is because God has already loved us. So we love because he first loved us, and we can take up our role in following Christ to be concerned, to reach out, and be fulfilled as we do so. In fact, St. Paul says it, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Yes, I can. And in Colossians, they heard, St. Paul and the others heard about the love that these people in Colossae had for one another. Isn't that a nice reputation for a congregation to have? For the entire church to have? For a family to have? He said, and it bears fruit, and it's growing, because they really understand the grace of God in truth. And they learned it from their pastor. His name is Epaphras. Could be any pastor as he preaches the true gospel. He says, he told us about your love in the Spirit. So here's the thing. The gospel, God's grace, is what frees us from all sin. And when he does it, it's gone. He frees us to get outside ourselves and really be his servants of love and grace to others. It frees us through the power of the Holy Spirit to go and do likewise. There was a man who came to a small town. He was an ornery guy, mad all the time, couldn't get along with anybody, didn't want to get along with anybody, and soon was alienated by all the people in town. He built a wire fence around his property with a steel gate, and he put an attack dog inside that fence. Well, his neighbor was a farmer with a good heart, Christian man. He had a cute little daughter in her early grade school years, and she said, "Oh, look at the big puppy." And she went and opened the gate to go in to pet the puppy, and he grabbed her by the throat and quenched out her life. The whole town despised the man. They wouldn't talk to him. They wouldn't invite him to any social activity whatsoever. Pretty soon the stores wouldn't sell anything to him, including grain for his crop for the next year. And he was slowly dying inside. Until one day he looked out his winter in spring, and there was somebody in his field on a tractor sowing seed. He couldn't have bought any himself. He ran out there, and when he got close, he saw who it was. And he said, you of all people, why are you doing this? As he talked to the father of the daughter whose dog had killed her. He said, "Well, the love of Christ constrains me." The Good Samaritan didn't put limits on his help for the person that he helped. And God doesn't put the limits on us either. Our love can stretch that far. Go and do likewise. Amen.